The Traveler's Journal, July 26th, with a primer on Scotland. The sovereign and increasingly independent nation of Scotland occupies the northern half of Britain's primary island, sharing a long and stormy history with its English neighbor. Traditionally and topographically, the country is divided along an east-west line across its 100-mile waste, with its two primary cities, Edinburgh and Glasgow, at either end. To the south are broad fields and glacier-flattened hills. The people and politics of Scotland's fertile lowlands have been long and most strongly pulled by England's gravity. North of that imaginary line start the Scottish Highlands, a series of tangled mountain ranges separated by rolling moors and glacier-gouged valleys, or glens, many brimming with long lakes, or lochs. While English is the primary spoken language, understanding a bit of Gaelic comes in handy when exploring the Highlands. It also helps to be able to negotiate narrow, twisting, single-lane roads while driving on the wrong side and shifting gears with your left hand. Starkly bare and bleakly beautiful, vast stretches of the Highlands can be forbidding in their emptiness. The more accessible glens generally have small towns on the fertile flatlands at either end of its loch, with tiny villages and sylvan settlements tucked in nooks along the shoreline. Less accessible glens can be wild and remote, with few visible signs of humanity, other than wind-whipped sheep and the occasional jet fighter thundering low on practice runs over the landscape. The Highlands are a magnificent place to walk. That's just what we'll do tomorrow. Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.